Love on the Dole by Ronald Gow and Walter Greenwood.
And to find a custody prison system, you all need to look at your own lives and the lives of our parents and their parents. Labor never ending, pawn shops, misery and dirt. Great, depressing streets, mile after mile of them. Unemployment and pauperdom. That's the legacy of the Industrial Revolution. That is the price we pay for this system.
You can't do without capital.
And that's the price you'll go on paying until you wake up to the facts that the remedy's in your own hands.
Love on the Dole by Ronald Gow and Walter Greenwood, with Mary Jo Randall as Sally Hardcastle and David Schofield as Larry Meath.
You going out, Mother?
Aye, I'm taking Mrs. Marlowe's washing. She gets that impatient.
Come here, Mother, that basket's too heavy, let me go.
No, you don't. I won't have no daughter of mine carrying washing in the street.
Don't be daft, give it to me.
Out of the way, Sally. Besides, I'll be right glad of a walk.
You chop boots! Why don't you use them? Why don't you think?
Is that young Larry Mead spouting on soapbox yonder?
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is. You know well enough it is. Politics, I suppose. Well, I've never seen much good come out of politics yet.
Larry Meath's all right.
Oh, well, there's worse things than politics. Keeps them out of pubs, anyway.
Good evening, Mrs. Hardcastle.
Good evening, Mr. Meath.
I not belong, Sally.
Good evening, Sally.
Come in, lad, I heard you speaking.
Oh, I didn't know you were listening.
I can't very well do much else when you hold your meetings on our doorstep.
I'm sorry, but the corner of the North Street's always been the best place for our meetings.
Don't worry, I like listening to you.
Do you really?
Come on in.
Well, don't tell me I made a convert.
I like the way you talk. I don't know nothing. I mean, I don't know anything about politics. I don't know, it's just, I like to hear
you. You know, that's what's wrong with the people about here. They don't know anything about politics. Make it easier if they did. The trouble is, they don't seem to want to know.
Here's a cup of tea for you. You look tired.
Well, it's a tough job reforming the world in Hanky Park. Don't you wish sometimes that you were out of it, Sal? Far away, somewhere else.
Oh, what's the use of feeling that way? Where can you go when you've got nothing? I was only thinking today that I've never had an holiday in my life. There's not many gets out of Hanky Park except through cemetery gates.
Hey, Sal, when are you coming up on the hills again?
Oh, that were grand.
Yeah, and you've never been near us since.
Oh, Larry, I never thought I'd be going out with you. Isn't it funny? Well, you know, us living close by all this time.
You can blame me for that. Some fellas are blind that way. Hey, but when are you coming again? They were asking for you up at the club. If you like it, why don't you come? You're welcome, you know.
I don't like...
You don't like what?
You paying for me on the train.
I can manage that.
And the clothes the other girls wore.
Oh, you mean the shorts and the jerseys?
Aye.
There's no need to wear them if you don't like them. Besides, they don't suit everybody.
But I do like them. And they'd suit me too.
Oh, yeah, of course. I didn't... I mean... I'm sorry.
I should just think you are. Of course, if you think I haven't got the figure for shorts and things, why don't you...
Sally, Sally, I never said... I mean... Oh, you look wonderful in anything.
Don't worry, I'm only kidding. Perhaps I'll be getting some extra work at the mill, then I'll be able to buy short trousers and come with you.
Ah, oh, that'll be great.
But I can't promise you fine talk like those other girls. I didn't know anything about Bach and Beethoven and that fella they call GBS. Is he a friend of yours?
GBS? No. Why?
From the way they're always telling what GBS said, he must have done a rare lot of talking some time or other.
Hey, Sal, you don't think I talk too much?
No, you mean no harm, and I like you for it. It's good talk to my way of thinking. If talking will make Hanky Park a better place, you'll do it.
I wonder. It's like butting your head against a stone wall. You know, you can call those men out there stupid if you like, but you can't help but admire the loyalty. I mean, the loyalty to a system that's made them what they are. They go on hoping and hoping, and every week there's another 100 of them out of work. If they went mad and raised hell, you wouldn't blame them. But they're always thinking that something's gonna turn up. Or are they just asleep? That's what I'm afraid of. Waking up suddenly to find that they've been done. And when people wake up all of a sudden like that, they don't act very reasonably.
It'd be a nasty shock to wake up sudden and find you'd been living in Hanky Park all your life.
If only we could have a fresh start all round. The kids in the gutters, the dirt and the smoke and the foul ugliness of it all. Oh, Sal, it gets you and it dopes you and it eats into your heart. It's going to get a hell of a sight worse, you know, what with the wage cuts and all the rest. But what's the use of talking to people? Huh? They're all too busy with the daft Irish sweeps and the betting. What does it matter anyway?
Hey, lad, don't you get talking that way. What's come over you?
I don't know, Sal. I think it's since we've...
Go on, let's have it.
It's meeting you, Sal. It's made me feel, kind of different about things.
What things?
I'm beginning to realise. There's got to be something in life for us. It's not much fun fighting for other people's lives when your own's slipping away. I tell you, Sal, I want...
Want what?
Like, since that day on the hill, Sal, seeing you standing there on top of that rock with a white cloud behind you and the sun in your hair.
You were grand, Larry, and everywhere lovely and clean.
Yeah, I don't know. It just makes all that I'm fighting for, ideas, politics and all that, it makes it... Well, it don't seem to matter like it did.
You mean I'm interfering?
No.
I think you'd best forget me standing on that rock and such like rubbish. If I'm interfering in what you believe in, perhaps you'd better not come here anymore.
No, Sal, look, listen. Do you mean that you believe in what I'm trying to do?
Oh, I don't know what you're after, only to make things better. But I know you're a fighter, and that's good enough for me. I don't want to stand in any fella's way. You're so different from all the others I've known. You don't seem to fit in with Hanky Park somehow. That's what makes me like you. And that's what makes me... afraid.
Afraid of what?
I don't know.
Hey, you're a grand girl, Sal. And if you knew just how I felt about you... But what's the use?
The use of what?
Are you not laughing at me?
No.
Well, I mean getting married, buying furniture on the instalment plan. But what can you do on 45 bob a week?
So I have been thinking that way.
What do you tempt me for, Sal?
I never thought you cared so much.
But I've thought about much else lately.
And I'm always thinking about you, Larry. But I didn't know... There's things you don't believe in, you know. Things that make you so happy.
I know, you just want to show and tell everybody.
Yeah, or else you want to cry.
Oh, Sally, I do love you.
And I love you, Larry. Only don't forget, you won't always have me standing on a rock with clouds and the sun in the air.
Oh, Sally.
Forever, isn't it? Larry. Why, what's wrong? Is somebody coming?
Oh, Sal, don't you see? What's the use?
But it was... Did you mean it, Larry? Look at me. Did you mean it?
Of course I meant it. But let's get it straight. We both want the same thing, only unless we get it straight in our minds first of all, I'm no better than those other fellas. 45 bob a week, right? That's all I get. And look at the way things are at the mill. None of us know when we're going to finish. And always it fair to you, Sal?
I'm not a film star, Larry. I can manage as others do.
Oh, yeah, I can manage to keep alive. There's something more in life than just living.
Do you love me?
Of course I love you.
Then let's get married.
Right,
get extra work so we can have more money. Larry, I'll do anything for you.
I know, Sal, but I think...
Don't think so much. Think about us. I want you and you want me. That's all there is to it.
Bless you, Sal. Go on, I see you like that with a red in your cheeks and your eyes all lit up. You're like a flower. Hey, a flower in Hanky Park. A rose growing on a rubbish heap. And we can't get away from that. It's got us. And it gets everybody. But when you're near me like this, Sal, I don't seem to care. Listen, Sal, we're going to fight it. You and me together. We'll be different from the others. We won't go down.
I don't want anything else if I've got you. You can't have everything.
Right, well, I'll have to start saving yourself. But if you'd wait...
Wait? Of course I'd wait. Oh, Larry. Oh. There's our Harry. He would just come now.
All right, all right. I'll be getting along.
Hello, Larry.
Hello. How's things, Harry?
Fine, how's yourself?
All right, still out of job.
Aye, it's great.
Ah, well, it's good to be young.
I've been put on a machine up at shop. Catched and laid. That's what I've wanted all along. And now I've got it. Have you seen the new machines, Larry? Right, they're wonderful.
Oh, yes, they are wonderful. And you only need a lad of your years to work him. But they're not perfect yet, Harry.
What do you mean, not perfect? You should see that screw cutting lathe. All you've got to do is shove the lever over there and the machine just rests.
Oh, no, no, that machine will only be perfect when it turns the lever for itself. And then Marlowe's can be rid of young Harry Hardcastle.
Aye, well, I know that's coming. They've turned another 100 fellas off this morning. But I'm not worrying. Maybe things will take up. I could do with more than 17 bob a week, though. Yeah, that's lad's pay, and I'm doing a man's work.
Well, that's how it is, Harry. The factory wants cheap labour to keep the prices down. And the apprentice racket's a good way of getting it.
You're in a racket, Harry.
The only trouble is, you're in at the wrong end. Nobody will teach you now, because there's nought to be learnt. And when you've served your time, and you want skilled mechanics pay, then they'll just do with you what they've done with the 100 out of the machine shop this week. And you will be fired.
He should have gone to an office when he had the chance. No short time there, and all of this.
Oh, go on, I don't want no office. That's a sissy's job. Takes a man to do with machinery.
Ah, well, it's a grand thing to like your work. Wish we all did. Keep young if you can, Harry.
Young me? Why, I'm 17.
Oh, go on.
He thinks he's a young Samson. I saw him feeling his muscle the other day like a strong man at the circus.
Just you wait. I'll show you one of these days. I'm not staying in Anky Park all my life. Well, now what's wrong?
Nothing. Except that the same flea's been biting Larry and me, that's all.
What flea?
The Anky Park bug, Harry. It's painful when you're young.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's all right, Harry. It only bites the healthy ones. All right, good night then, Sal.
Good night, Larry.
Right, Harry.
Right, Larry. See you tomorrow, Sal. Hey, any hot water in that kettle?
Enough for you to wash yourself.
I'm glad they put me in the machine shop. Something about a machine. Power! That's it. All shiny new. Makes you feel grand being boss of all that power. Do you feel that way yourself about machinery, Sal?
Can't say I do.
Yeah, you'll make me sick. You never like the right things. I went into the foundry today. God, that's a place. There's a damn big crane, and it picks up 20 tons of metal, white hot it is, like a river of fire, and they chip it into the moulds, all spitting and splashing like fireworks. Fine place, Marlowe's, but never mind what Larry says. Better than a lousy office any day.
You're not washing your neck, are you?
Well, don't I always do?
Never seen you do that before. Must be going to meet a girl. Who is she?
Girls make me sick, I tell you. Where's the towel?
There, beside you. Does Ellen Hawkins make you sick?
She's different. I mean, you know, girls.
Oh, I see. What do you want to wear those overalls for when you finish work?
Well, it's my trousers.
What's wrong with your trousers?
They're shortens. I've never had a suit of clothes. Oh, Sal, I do wish you'd say something to Dad about it. I'm tired of asking. And a fella my age feels soft wearing kids' things.
I'll try, but I don't see where the money's coming from.
He can pay weekly at Mrs. Nettle's.
Your dad's still at the pawn shop and we're still waiting for the rent. It's a funny business.
Nothing to laugh at.
You wanting long trousers and me wanting shorts.
You in shorts? Tell you, Barbie.
You wait, I'll show you. What are you gawping at yourself in the mirror for? You're worse than a girl.
Hey, would you like to make this collar fit me, Sally? Go on, you're a good sewer.
What's come over you wearing collars?
Oh, go on, Sal.
No time to fool about with collars, I'm too busy.
Oh, Sal.
Get Ellen Hawkins to do it for you.
I wanted you to do it, Sal. I didn't want Ellen to know that Larry Meath gave it to me.
What?
Larry Meath gave it to me.
Larry, was it? Well, you can leave it on the table. Maybe I'll do it later.
Oh, thanks, Sal. I'll tell you what, Sal. I'm having a threatening treble every week with Sam Grundy. You know, you put money on a horse, and if it wins, you put it on another,
and another. And if I'm lucky, I'll buy you those shorts and anything else you want. And I'll have a suit of clothes, you know, special measurements, shaped at the waist. Not one of those ready-to-wear things.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself spending money on betting. And Sam Grundy, too.
Well, Sam Grundy pays. Billy's made £5 last week on a shilling double. I'm sick of having nothing to spend. I've no love for Sam Grundy, but I could do with some of his dough.
Hmm.
I mean, you can do anything when you've got the dough. They say he's got women all over the place. Down in Wales, they say, he's got a house where he keeps a woman.
That'll do, lad. I know all about it. I wish you'd keep her to my road, that's all.
Sally, he hasn't...
I can manage Sam Grundy myself, thank you.
Well, he'd better leave you alone. Well, it makes me feel like I'd like to...
Where's your dad, Sally?
He's out. Maybe he went to the free library to see the papers.
Yeah, papers. They'll tell him that trade's turning corner again. Trade's been turning corner ever since I can remember. Just turned wrong corner and got lost.
I've asked Mrs. Jike to come across, Sally.
Mrs. Jike? What for?
She's holding a circle. You know, spirits and fortune-telling. I thought you might tell us a bit.
Fortune-telling? You know it's all nonsense.
Maybe it is. And I don't really believe she talks with spirits, same as she says she does. But a bit of nonsense is a culprit sometimes.
That means we'll have Mrs. Dorbell and Mrs. Bull here as well.
Well, I did say they'd be welcome. It makes it more of a party when we're all together. Mrs. Jike says spirits won't come unless there's four of you.
Ah, well, if that crowd's coming in here, I'm going out.
Oh, Harry, run upstairs and fetch that little table down. It's just the thing for spirit meetings.
Yeah, you're all deaf.
Harry, go on, quick.
Yeah, blooming spirits.
Oh, let's hope your dad stays out a bit. He doesn't like Mrs. Jike and her friends. Here. Mrs. Jike was saying that you and Larry Mead...
Interfering cat. Tell her to mind her own business.
Oh, I don't think she meant anything. She only said she'd seen him. Oh, yes. He's a nice young man, is that Mr. Mead? I do like him, I do.
Do you really, ma'am?
Oh, I do. I reckon he's a gentleman and a credit to the neighbourhood. And I don't care what folks say about labour men.
That Sunday we went upon the hills. We had a grand time. Over mountains as high as he never saw. And he knows the names of all the birds.
Isn't that nice now? Though I can't see it's much good knowing the names of all the birds.
Better than knowing the names of horses.
Yes, I suppose education's like that. Knowing a lot of things that don't really matter.
And he paid me fair. I was in a state when I heard the other said the fare were 2 shillings. I never knew it would be so much. But I think he knew I was fixed. Because when I got all bothered, he smiled. You know, he smiled, ma'am. Well, he smiled like that and said he'd got tickets for both of us and that it were all right. Though he said it different. He wouldn't have done that if he hadn't...
Oh, that's true. When I were a lass, it were took for granted that when a lad paid for you to places, he meant something serious.
There was a girl in the party that made herself free with him. She was trying to rile me, I know. But he didn't take much notice of her and he kept with me all the time. Oh, I love the way he talks. I thought... So nice, if you know what I mean.
I know.
I've never enjoyed myself so much in all my life.
Did he ask you to go again?
Yeah. He asked me again just now. And...
Well, what were you going to say?
Nothing. Only I hope I can get some extra work at the mill.
And what for?
So that I can get an outfit like the rest of the girls. I felt all wrong beside them with their heavy boots and jerseys and short trousers.
Ooh, short trousers. Our Sally.
They all wear shorts when they go walking on the hill.
Oh, you're not thinking of
that. I am.
Do you think your dad would like you to be dressed like that, Sal?
Who cares what he thinks? I'll buy him and I'll wear him. Let him mind his own business.
Oh, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I don't know what lasses are thinking about these days. Once your character was as good as gone when you wore short skirts, but short trousers. Oh, drat it, here's your dad.
What's to do, Mother?
Oh, I thought you were going to be out tonight, Henry.
I've changed my mind. It's about all that I have to change.
Well, you won't find it very nice with all these clothes hanging up to dry.
All right, Mother. Don't you worry about me. Maybe I'll go out again soon.
Oh.
Here you are, Mother.
Hey, what's our Harry doing with yon table?
Oh, that? Oh, I asked Mrs. Jike to come in.
Ah, I thought you were going to take it to a pawn shop.
Go on, Sal. Ask him now.
Not now. Better ask him yourself.
Ma?
Yes?
When am I going to have that new suit?
Eh, lad, what can I do? You know Sal's not drawing much, and your dad's only working 3 days a week, and an inch short of that.
I know, Ma, but I've never had a proper suit yet. I'm nearly 80.
Your dad's tired now.
Yes, but I'm ashamed to go out on a Sunday in these. And I can't wear short trousers like as if I were a kid. Well, look at Bill Lindsay and the others. They can have them. Why can't I?
They get them from Clothing Club, Harry. And you know your dad doesn't like weekly payments. Now, let him alone. He's tired.
Yes, but I still don't.
You'll have to make do with what you've got. It's taking us all our time to live. You'll get one when things buckle.
Now, when things buckle.
It's all very well talking that way, but trade's turning corner. Paper says so.
I know I'm ashamed to turn the corner in these trousers.
Oh, now, Harry, let your dad alone.
Oh, why can't I have one through Clothing Club like the others?
I'll tell you why. Because I'm shoving no blasted millstone of weekly payments round my neck. What we can't pay for, cash down, we'll do without, see?
But the others do it. And here I am working full-time and nothing to go out in at weekends.
Ah, I've worked all my blasted life, lad, and what have I got? All my clothes at pawn shop to get food to eat.
Yeah, but
don't you set me off now, don't you set me off.
No, Harry, please.
Oh, well, I'm sick of it all, I can tell you. I've nothing to spend and nothing to wear and me working full-time. Man's work, that's what I do. And giving up all I earn except a shilling for spending.
God almighty, this is a fine life, this is. I come home to rest, and what do I get? If it's not you, it's Sally. Why, man, do you think blasted money grows on trees?
Well, the lad's right, Henry. He ain't fit to be seen in street.
Aye.
He works every hour, God send, every day of my life. And what have I got to show for it? Every blasted day, every blasted hour, and I'm worse off now than when I was first wed.
£3, it's a lot of money, Harry.
£3.
You see, you pay £3 down to begin with, and £3 every week for 20 weeks.
And I can't go out weekdays except in me overalls, and have to stay in all of Sundays with everybody asking me why I don't come out.
Oh, missus, for God's sake, get him a blasted suit. Hell, I'm first sick of it all, I am.
Oh, thanks, Dad. Thanks.
But Henry, how are we going to pay?
We'll have to manage somewhere.
£3 a week.
Can I go now, Matt, to Clothing Club?
Aye. Go as quick as you can before I change my mind.
Oh, gosh. You don't know how I feel about it. You really don't. I'm off. So long.
Henry.
Well?
Do you think you ought to have given in?
What the hell could I do? The lad's right. If it had any sense, I'd have said no. But I never did have any sense. Besides, he's not fit to be seen.
Well, I don't know how we're going to pay.
Something else will have to go, that's all. We'll start with this.
Oh, not your pipe, Henry. You can't do without your pipe.
Can't I? We'll see about that.
Makes you that narky when you don't have tobacco.
Well, I'll just have to be narky then. Though I can't feel much worse than I do now.
Are you going out?
Aye.
Where are you going?
I'm going to take my brains out and put them in cold water.
You're not angry with me, are you?
Were you? No.
No, with our Harry?
Harry? No, he's a good lad.
Then who are you angry with?
I don't rightly know. That's just it, Mother. I wish I did know. By God, I'd give him a piece of my mind.
Has that gone out?
Aye.
Was there a row?
I've seen worse. Your dad let himself go, but Harry got his trousers in the end. He's gone to Clothing Club about it now.
I suppose I'll have to get extra work at the mill now. It's goodbye to those shorts of mine.
Oh, well, I can't say I'm going to worry much about that. There'd be too much talk in North Street with you walking about half naked.
I'd do it to give him something to talk about.
Oh, no, old Sally, don't talk that way. Hey, I'd be glad if you could settle down with a young man like Larry Mead. There's so many of the wrong sort waiting about these days.
Chance is a fine thing.
Has he never asked you?
He has. And he hasn't. But I've asked him, though.
Sally?
Well, why not? A woman usually asks a man somewhere or another, but she doesn't always do it with her tongue. I'm one for plain speaking.
You don't mean to say you asked him to marry you?
I did.
Yes, Sally, it's not respectable. I'm ashamed of you.
What did he say? He said we'd have to wait, and he's saving up.
I wonder what the end of it all will be. That's where Mrs. Jike can help us, maybe.
Oh, that kind of thing's all nonsense.
It ain't all nonsense. Mrs. Jike tells fortunes true. She warned Mrs. Dorbell when her Willie was going to die. Though I must say his cough was something awful at the time.
You in, Mrs.?
Oh, there's Mrs. Jike now. Come in, everybody. Evening, all. Evening.
Good evening, Sarah.
Good evening, Mrs. Jack. And you, Mrs. Dobell. But where's Mrs. Bull?
Oh, we left her having an argument with a lady.
Oh, well, you from-born boy and old faggot. Get your husband his trousers back. Yeah. If you have any guts in him, he'd knock your face in. That won't teach her to argue with me. Good evening, Sarah. That Mrs. Scudder's getting a bit above us.
Now sit down, everybody. Make yourselves at home. I'm brewing a pot of tea. It'll be ready in a minute. How are you, Mrs. Bull? I haven't seen you much lately.
Trade's bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. How's that, Mrs. Bull?
I don't know what's come over folk these days. I remember a time when hardly a day passed without there was a confinement or a laying out to be done.
Yes. Your ones aren't having children the way they should.
No.
When I was a girl, a woman wasn't a woman till she'd been in childbed 10 times. Not counting miscarriages.
Pour the tea for me, will you, Sally?
All right, Mom.
Aye, how can they expect a body to make a living when children going to school know more about things than we did after we'd been married years?
Yeah, that's just it.
Things have never been the same since the gentlefolk left Old Road. Why, if my old ma was alive today, she'd turn over in her grave, that she would.
Yeah, the world's never been the same since the old queen died.
What queen do you mean, Mrs. Jike?
Queen Victoria, of course.
Thank you, God.
You know, when I used to live in London, oh, that was the time. Thank you kindly, Mrs. Arcastle. I like a nice cup of tea. Oh, would any lady care to have a drop of gin in her tea? Oh,
thank you, Mrs. Jack. I don't mind if I do. How's your rheumatics, Mrs. Bull?
Oh, I'd be all right only for a twinge now and again, but don't worry, there's a rare lot up in cemetery. There's a big lad of a twinge or two.
Here, here, go easy with my gin. Oh, somebody's done herself well. You may be alcoholic, Mrs. Dobell, but you might have the manners of a lady.
No.
Well, I thought you might like to hold a circle, Mrs. Jag. That's why I brought out the table.
Spirit, come on, girl.
Nothing like talking with the dead to cheer you up. Make yourselves comfortable.
Have you got everything ready?
Ah, well, that all depends on the spirits, don't it?
Mm.
Right. All round the table now. That's it. Turn the lights down low, Sally. All hands on the tabletop. No, just your fingertips. Be quiet, you'll drive the spirits away. Are there any spirits present here tonight? Answer 3 for yes and 2 for no. Yes, they're here.
What?
Shush! Has anybody got anything to ask the spirits about?
Yes. Mrs. Nuttall's got a ticket in the Irish Sweep and she wants me to go shares. Ask the spirits if the ticket's going to draw an horse.
Will Mrs. Nuttall's ticket draw an horse? Answer 3 for yes and 2 for no. No, it won't.
Right. And thank you. She can keep her old ticket. I want none of it.
Mrs. Dobell, shush. Spirits don't like too much talking. Any more questions?
Ask if Jack Tuttle's there.
Is Jack Tuttle present here tonight? Answer 3 for yes and 2 for no. Yes, he's here.
Hello, Jack lad. You there? Listen to me. When you died and I laid you out, I found 0.5 crown in my pocket and as I was hard up, I took it. Oh, I knew thou wouldn't need it where thou was gone, and I'm only telling you this so you'll not think I pinched it. How are you finding things where you are, Jack?
Oh, ask questions, Mrs. Bull. The spirits don't like you to be familiar.
Oh, stop it. I've never heard of anything seducing all my life.
Hey, what? Now you've done it. The spirits have all gone away.
I think you're an old twister, Mrs. Jones.
Am I? Well, I like that.
Go on, Sally.
I'd like Sally to have her fortune told.
But I don't want my fortune told.
No, Sally, just to please me, remember, I ain't responsible. Now, will you have cards or tea leaves?
Oh, make it tea leaves.
Is this your cup, Sal?
Yes, Mother.
No. Turn it round 3 times. No. Bottom side up.
Oh, strike me pink. Look at that.
What is it?
Money. Lots of money.
Aye, in the bank.
Shh. I can see two men. One's dark and handsome. Do you know a dark, handsome man, eh? That'll be Larry Meave. The other's a fat man. Be on your guard against him. He means danger. Owen, money. More money.
Oh, and then what?
Now I'm seeing things. Right through the bottom of the cup, I'm seeing into the future. It's all dark. Darkness all round you. I see Sally Arcastle with a dark, handsome bloke. They're trying to get up to the light, but they're being dragged down, down into the darkness. I can't see no more. It's getting darker and darker. Ow! What is it? It's all red, like blood.
Stop it! Yeah, you awful! Get outside, you lucky!
Oh, Sally!
Yes, ma'am, mean it. You ought to be ashamed of yourself bringing them in here. Go on, get out! If you don't go, I'll put you out. The old damn pack of you.
I won't just you.
Do you think I believe a word you said?
Oh, so that's how you feel, is it? I won't you.
And I was expecting to have mine too.
Good night, Sarah.
Good night. Sally, what have you done?
I turned them out to make time too.
But Sally, you've shamed me. They're my friends. What'll they think of me?
Friends? Those aren't friends. It's us that shame, Mother. I let them come here.
Sally, you're not getting notions, are you?
Yes, I am getting notions. About time some of us at Anky Park started getting notions. You call them your friends? A pack of dirty old women? Oh, I'm not blaming them. That's what Anky Park's done for them. It's what it does for all the women. It's what it'll do for you, Ma. Yeah, it will. And me, too. We'll all go the same road. Poverty and pawn shops and dirt and drink. Well, I'm not going that road, and neither are you. Not if I can help it. I'm going to fight it. Me and Larry's going to fight it. And I'm starting now.
You can't, Sally. You can't. I've tried. And you can't.
Can't you? We'll see about that.
You're hard, Sally. You're like all the young'uns. You're hard.
I am hard. And by God, you need to be.
Harry, it's late. I've got to be going.
Oh, Ellen, that's all you ever say.
Oh, Harry, let's not fall out.
What do you mean, us fall out? It's a fine way to talk.
Oh, Harry, I never meant...
Oh, it's all right, Ellen. You're always making a fuss. Girls make me sick as a rover. You're not so bad.
Do you mean that, Harry? Do you mean it?
You mean what?
That I'm not so bad.
Aye. But don't forget, I'm not walking out regular. Not yet.
Oh. I don't know what's come over you lately, Harry.
What do you mean?
I mean, I thought you and me were...
Well, we are in a way, aren't we? But I can't always be, you see. There's other chaps, and I don't like them saying things.
What sort of things?
Oh, just things.
Well, take no notice of what they say. Oh, Harry, we could be... You know, I've always liked you best of everybody. And, oh, well, you're different from that other lot.
Oh, they're not so bad. But it's like this, you see... I like you, too.
Oh.
Yes, I do, really. No kidding, but... But, well, I don't want to go out regular with nobody yet. I don't know, Ellen. I want to do things first.
What sort of things?
Big things. I want to make money or something like that. Oh, I wish I were a footballer or a boxer or something.
Oh, Harry, I do love you. I do, really.
Do you, Ellen? Thanks. You know, I've been thinking. You see, Alan, it troubles me having now to spend on you. Well, it's rotten. Kids get more to spend than me. Older you grow, more work you do, and less money you get to spend. Why, when I first started at Marlowe's, what with money I got for running errands, I got twice as much as what I do now. And me on a machine.
Oh, never mind about money. I don't want nothing, Harry. Only you.
Well, give me time. I'll show you. I'll find a job.
Would you rather be with the other lads than here with me? Would you, Harry?
No.
Oh, Harry.
You know, Ellen, you aren't bad looking.
Aren't I, Harry?
You're not exact... Well, you aren't Greta Garbo. But you'll do.
Oh, Harry, you do make me happy.
Lousy place for being happy, isn't it? Back alley in Anky Park. I always used to think of love like on movies with moonlight and trees.
I reckon love's the same the world over. Though I could do with moonlight and trees better than brick walls and chimney stacks. But it doesn't matter, does it, Harry?
No, it doesn't really matter.
It's you and me, Harry.
That's it, Ellen. Me and you. Strange, but that's how it is. Look at that train, Ellen. How'd you like to go on one?
Oh, I've never been on a train in my life.
Oh, I wish I had more money, just so as we could have a bit more fun. I'd like to be able to take you and me away for a holiday.
Oh, Harry, where could you get the money for that?
Just you wait. You don't know what I'm doing on quiet.
What? Not stealing?
No. But one of these days, I'll make more money than you ever saw.
What is it? What are you doing?
Well, I'm having a threepenny treble every week with Sam Grundy.
What's a threepenny treble?
Well, it's this way. You put threepence on a horse, whatever you fancy, of course. And if the horse wins, well, what you've made, you put on another horse. And any winnings from that, you put on another.
You mean three horses have got to win?
Aye. And then you see...
What?
You...
Three horses win? All in the same race?
No, one after t'other.
Oh, but isn't it very difficult?
Well, to some it is. You've got to be a student of form, like me. But Billy's won £5 on a shilling double, so I'm hoping...
£5?
It's exciting, you know. When I look at paper, tomorrow it'll be in stock pressing. I can stand to win, I don't know how much, and I can't lose more than threats. Oh, Helen, if I could make some money, there's things we could do, you and me.
Oh, Harry, you are wonderful.
Threepenny treble every week for years. This is the first time it's ever come off.
£22 for threepenny.
Now, what do you think of that? He ain't 20 years old yet, neither. Not for a long way.
£22 for threepenny
treble. He's lucky, is young Harry Hardcastle.
Oh, that's all very well, but will Sam Grundy pay it?
Ah, now you're asking.
Here's the lad now. Congratulations, Harry.
Oh, hello. Have you seen him?
Oh,
Sam Grundy.
No, and like as not, you never will.
Harry?
I wouldn't give much for your chances, lad.
Harry, is it true, Harry?
Aye, I think so. £22.
Fine, lad.
I'll be able to pay for that new suit of mine now, and tell with weekly payments.
Now, don't go being soft with all that brass. That's just what I were telling him.
You keep out of it.
All right. Take no notice. Listen, Sal. You can have those shorts and things as soon as you like.
No, it's your money.
Go on, I promised you. And you've got to have them.
Thanks, Harry, very much.
Here he is.
That'll be fine.
Look out.
Here comes the...
See you later.
Big time, Sam Grundy.
Come on, Mr. Grundy, he's over here.
Good old Sam Grundy.
Come on, Harry.
Right. Oh. Well, where's Harry Hardcastle?
He's here. Here he is.
Come on, Harry.
He's in the room.
So, that's him, is it? Not much to look at, is it?
That's a good one.
Thank you, Charlie. Now, young fella, I suppose you thought you'd break the bank, didn't you, eh?
Aye.
But, you know us bookies have a limit. You know that, don't you?
There you are. Didn't I tell you? Yeah. Bim! You like old grass.
Wait a minute. I haven't finished yet.
No, and we haven't finished yet.
All right. Now, there's fellas that call themselves bookies that would only pay you a fiver on your bet and no more. You know that, don't you?
I do, Mr. Grundy.
Aye, well, my lad, that ain't the way of honest Sam Grundy. Sam Grundy pays up. That's me.
What did I tell you?
Sky's the limit!
Charlie, keep a lookout. We're going to do this thing proper and all square and fair and above board. Now, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Honest Sam's got a motto. And that motto is... Charlie...
Sky's the limit, we honest Sam!
Sky's the limit, ladies and gents, and don't you forget it. This young fella, here, stand up alongside of me so that let's have a look at you. Come on, lad, come on. Now, you had a bet with me, didn't you, lad?
Yes.
How much was it?
Threatens, Mr. Grundy.
Threatens? And how much do you reckon to draw for threepence?
22 quid, Mr. Grundy.
22 quid for threepence? How many bookies pay out that much, eh? How many? Well, you all know Honest Sam's motto.
Sky's the limit, we honest Sam!
Sky's the limit. Hold out your cap, Harry. Now, doesn't this prove I'm the man for your little commission? Support Sam Grundy, the old firm.
Support Sam Grundy, the old firm.
Take a threepenny treble every week.
Take a threepenny treble every week.
That's the way to make money quick.
That's the way to make money quick.
See how this young fella's made money.
Aye, but you haven't paid him yet.
No, you haven't. Hold out your cap, Harry. Right. 5. 10.
Oh.
Eight. 15.
Oh,
20.
Oh.
And 2.
Oh.
22 quid. That's only some for you, ladies and gents. Hey, and don't forget to give your sister a couple of quid. Tell her I said so. What?
What about his state, Mother?
His state? All right. Jolly.
Right.
1, 2... 3 penny state money. So take a threepenny treble every week. Take one for the wife and little ones too. Better than insurance any day. Sky's the limit with Honest Sam.
He's a cop.
All right, well, you'll excuse me, ladies and gents. Honest Sam will have to retire. Come on, Johnny.
Sal.
Harry.
Look, he's paid me.
Put him away quick.
Look, I must find Ellen and tell her. Here you are, Sal.
No, Harry, no, I couldn't.
Go on. Get your shorts and anything else you've a mind to.
Well, I'll take one and give you the change. So you do like Ellen Hawkins, after all.
Oh, leave us alone, Sal.
There's nothing to be ashamed of. She's a nice girl.
Hey, do you think so? I'm glad. I like her too.
Very much.
Well, I suppose so. Happened sudden last night.
Well, you're only young once. So if I was you, I'd take that lass of thine on holiday.
Hey, you mean it, Sal? That's what I thought, but...
Go on with you. Get yourself out of Anky Park while you've got a chance.
Oh, it's like a dream. I bet there's a catch in it somehow. £22.
That'll take you to Blackpool. Hot Isle of Man.
Blackpool?
You'll spend your money on something or other, lassie. You may as well spend it on something you can remember.
Well, I wonder where Ellen is now. It's funny that she's not heard about me winning.
She's heard all right.
Well, where is she then?
I've just left her out in back entry behind North Street. Crying.
Crying? What was she crying for?
Because you won £20.
Well, that's a daft way of showing you're happy.
No, lad, she's not happy. She thinks she's lost you.
Oh, she's balmy. Here, I'd best go quick.
Here, lad, just a minute. She's not balmy. You be good to her.
Oh, that's all right. I'll do my best. Goodbye, Sal.
Goodbye, Harry.
How do, Sally? Well, that was a grand bit of luck for your Harry, eh? You can't say old Sam didn't pay up handsome.
I reckon he can afford it. There's plenty more in the bank.
Oh, aye, you're right. Did the lad give you a share, as I told him?
That's no business of yours. Well, what are you staring at?
You're a fine girl, Sal Hardcastle.
Let me pass, Sam.
Oh, Sal, what's the matter with you? What have you got against me?
Just that I don't want to even talk to men like you. It'd be better if you spend more time with your wife instead of pestering girls that won't wipe their feet on you.
Oh, now, Sal, man, got out of the way to talk to a friend that wants to help you.
Fine sort of help you can give a girl. You've helped too many already.
God, Sal, you've got me all wrong. Hey, Luke, here's a few quid for yourself. Go on, take it. I like you, Sal, honest to do. I'd like you for a pal, that's all. You must be sick of having nothing to wear and pinching and scraping week after week. And think what you could have if you wanted anything, Sal. Anything for the asking.
Take your money back. You'd better look out if you won't leave me alone. Just you tell that to Larry Meath.
Larry Meath? So it's Larry Meath, is it?
You leave his name out of it. You ain't fit to have his name on your breath. All you want out of girls is one thing only, but you don't get it out of me, do you understand?
So, it's Larry Meath you're set on, is it?
That's my business, you mind yours.
He works at Marlowe's, eh?
Aye, he works, and that's more than you ever... Why?
That's my business.
But Mr. Grundy! Mr. Grundy! Oh, I can't, it's too hard.
Go on, only a few yards and we're there.
I am slipping.
No, you're not. Come on. Up with you. Come on, there you are. All right.
Yeah, I'm up now. This is the place. Well, be careful, you'll slip.
Oh, I'm all right. Don't you worry about me. Well, are you happy now we've got here?
Fine. How way high up in the world. This is a special place, Larry. And only us two know why. Isn't it grand being alone? I've never seen so much loneliness in all my life.
You are a funny girl.
Careful, Larry. He gave me a turn when he stand right on the edge.
Oh, come on.
Gosh, this air. It's wonderful. I wish I could breathe it every day. This would be like a fly.
Oh, don't do that, else you give me a turn. Here, take someone to hold you down. One apple left.
Yours.
You are the sow.
I couldn't, it's yours. You've eaten nothing yourself.
All right, we'll go out. There you are. You take the red side, it matches your cheeks.
I feel more like a beetroot.
Isn't it a climb?
We shall never manage to get up here when we're old.
It's been lovely today, Larry.
You've liked it?
You know I have, haven't you?
Of course, it's fine.
Larry, is there anything wrong?
No. No, wrong. What could be wrong out here?
You're not worried?
No.
Nothing on your mind?
No, why?
We haven't said anything about...
About what?
You haven't said you like the shop.
Oh, I don't know why, Sally. You're lovelier than ever. Perhaps that's why I am sad today. Beauty makes you feel that way sometimes.
Why?
Don't know. I suppose because when you've lived in a place that's ugly all your life, beautiful things seem out of reach. We get to thinking that beauty is somewhat forbidden, somewhat that's too good for us.
You don't feel like that about me, surely?
Sometimes.
Talk nonsense, Larry. Look at that sunset. Why is it so red?
Oh, well, they say that it's the sunshine coming through the smoke. Empty Park's over there, 30 miles away. Queer, isn't it, that all that foul smoke should make beauty for us up here?
See that cloud? Big black fellow with a huge bulge in him.
Uh-huh.
It's Sam Grundy.
So it is.
See, there's his bowler hat and his cigar. Cooey! How are you, Sam?
I shouldn't make 2-3 with him.
So. Oh, Larry, I feel like we're on top of the world. I feel real mad. And I'm so happy. I've never been so happy in my life.
Ah, bless you, Sal.
Aren't you happy?
Yeah, oh, yeah. If this could last forever.
Forever and ever. Larry.
Yeah?
We'll come up here often. If we could build a house and live here and keep this place just for two of us, sacred. Gosh, that's funny talk.
Ah, well, some people call it poetry. Wanting what you can't get. It's the same thing.
I'm no poet, Larry. But there's something in all this loneliness. Something I've been wanting. Do you believe in God?
Me? What a funny question.
Do you, though?
Why do you ask that?
I don't know. I've never felt this way before. I've never found anything worth believing in Anki Park. But it's different up here. Here you belong. You belong to something big, something grand, something that it's fine to belong to.
I know, Sal, I know.
Well, sometimes I get frightened. It's like as if someone up there was saying, take care, Sal Hardcastle. Take care you don't climb too high and fall.
Oh, come on, that's nonsense. But just you think of those poor devils in Enkid Park who never learn how good life can be. They're as good as dead the day they're born. They're satisfied, and that's because they don't know any better. And we can thank heaven, Sal, that we've learned to be discontented.
Yeah, but we've got to go back. We've got to go back.
Ah, that's it, Sal.
Why? Why? There's other places in the world.
We've got to go back where the money is. Money's your master, Sal, and we're its slaves. There's only one spot in the whole wide world where someone will buy our labour, our special brand of labour, and that spot's... Anki Park. You're right. There is no God there. Not with all the churches.
Larry, we've got to get out.
Yeah, yeah. Climb out roughshod over the others. But Anki Park will still be there.
Never mind, Anki Park. We'll be wed soon. It's you and me.
Yeah, that's it. You and me. And to all the others. Oh, what's the use of talking? I love you, Sally, better than anything else on earth, But it's no use, God, it's no use.
Larry, what's the matter?
Nothing.
There is. There's something that's in you. Tell me what it is.
It's nothing. Look, see, look, there's the others going down to the train. We'll have to worry, Sal.
Strange talk. What do you mean it's no use?
Look, let's forget all that. I'm meant today to be happy.
Well, aren't we happy? We'll be wet by the end of this month. And it won't be a bad house when we've cleaned it up a bit. You don't know what it means, Larry. House of me own. I'll scrub it from top to bottom, and there won't be a bug left in it when I finish with it. Not a one. You know, Larry, dreaming about things he can't have don't get you anywhere, does it now? I can't promise curtains yet a while. We'll have to wait for them. But the room will look all right. What with your books and the walnut table we saw at Christ and Jones. Come on, lad, fuck up. Besides, it ain't where you live. It's who you live with.
So.
What's wrong, lad?
We'll have to put it off, Sally.
Put it off?
I've lost my job. They give me the sack yesterday.
Sack? Harry, you get another job.
Will I? There's too many already. Oh, so I should have told you before, but I just wanted to have today with you and just be happy.
Why can't we be married as we said? There's nothing stopping us. You get your doll and I'm working.
No, I can't do that.
You mean you don't want to?
But how do you think I'm going to manage on 15 bob a week? Dragging us down into that hell of poverty.
Well, Larry, there's nothing for me to live for without you. You don't know what I'd do for you. Listen, I'll come and live with you. Who wants to get married? Who cares what folks
God
say?
God knows, sir. 15 bob a week. Do you think I'm going to sponge on you and drag you down? What the devil do you take me for?
Don't talk like that. I'm sick of it all. Is that all you care for me? You're driving me balmy. Why don't those Labour councillors that are always making a mug of you find a job for you? They're all right, they are. Don't care a damn for us. They've all landed good jobs for themselves. Oh, I hate you. I hate you.
All right, we're coming.
Lord, it's time to go now if we're going to catch that train. Don't. I love you, Sam. No else matters. We'll pull through somehow.
I'm sorry, Larry. I'm sorry.
That's all right, son. It's all right. I should have told you. I had no right to bring you up here.
No, lad. I'm glad we're back today. They can't take that away from us now. They can take our jobs, but they can't take away our love, can they?
No, sir. We've still got that. Yes, we've still got that. Fine. You're shivering. You're cold.
It's different up here now the sun's gone down. I think this place has changed. It's growing dark. Oh, Larry. I'm afraid.
So that's what you want, is it?
I tell you, it's for your own good. Luke, what more am I asking than that Sally should be my housekeeper down in Wales? It's a good job and there's nothing wrong in being a housekeeper.
That depends on whose house it is, doesn't it?
Oh, now, I'm not having that kind of talk. I might be asking the girl to take a dose of poison. Listen, Mrs. Hardcastle, I'm not a bad sort of fella, really, and I've got a grand house. Right away in the country it is, with hills and mountains and the sea. Yes, and I've got a conservatory, all glass and palms and things. Cost me a lot of money, that house did.
You better go before Sal comes home. And if my husband finds out...
What if he does? I've done nothing wrong. There's no harm in me offering a job.
No harm, Sam Grundy, but he'll kill you all the same.
Oh, look here, Mrs. Hardcastle. Do you think I don't know how to treat the girl well? Me with a family of my own. Don't you worry yourself. She wouldn't regret it when I'm gone. I'd make a first settlement on her. It isn't as though I've got no money.
You better go.
You know, Mrs. Hardcastle, it's hard on a fella like me. I'm not an old man, and look at my wife, separated, and she's taking the kids with her. I've got a big house, doing nothing, and nobody to enjoy it. It's lonely for a fella like me.
Sam Grundy, I've kept my temper with you so far. I'm not easily roused, but I tell you, I can't keep my hands off you much longer. You're wanting housekeeper, are you? Well, you don't get our Sal. I know what you're after. Let me tell you this, I'm not having my...
Mrs. Hardcastle, so you got company.
Mr. Grundy was just going.
Oh, no, it wasn't. You was having words, I heard you. I'm sure it's an honour to have Mr. Grundy in to see you.
Well, I suppose we are in the way. But go on with what you were saying. You can trust me with a secret.
Well, there's no secret. I've made a fair offer. I'm only asking you to talk sense to the lass.
Sense? I may be old-fashioned, Sam Grundy, but I've more sense than to let a daughter of mine be housekeeper of thine.
So that's how it is, is it? If a girl don't know which side her bread's buttered, then she bloomin' well ought to find out.
That's right, Mrs. Dolbell.
Well, it's nothing to do with me, Mrs. Hardcastle. I reckon it's nothing to do with nobody except Mr. Grundy.
That's right, Mrs. Bull.
He is right, is Mr. Grundy. It's a fair offer, and your girl's a fool if she won't take it.
You speak to her. Tell her what she's missing.
That's right.
Makes me sick to think of her wasting her chances here.
I don't know what the girl's thinking of. Indeed, I don't. Hanging on after that Larry Meath. Why, chap's been knocked over for 12 months now. I don't know what's taken the girl.
First lass I've met that didn't know the value of brass.
I think you'd better go, all of you. Sally will be home soon, and I wouldn't like her to find you here.
Aye, well, no more time to waste. But just you think over what I've said, Mrs. Hardcastle. Hey, and another thing. Don't let that lad of yours get mixed up in this unemployment demonstration they're having. There's going to be trouble, I know. Well, don't say I didn't warn you. And good day to you.
Now, it's like sweeping money off doorstep. It's well to be some folk that can afford to have notions. Why, the man's just made of money.
And what do you think I'm made of, Mrs. Dobell? Do you think I'm made of cast iron that I'd let my daughter be housekeeper to a man like him?
There's many that would jump at chance.
Aye, and her own mother couldn't stop her if she wanted to. She's got a will of her own, as that lass.
That girl's going to have a fall.
Well, she won't fall Sam Grundy's way, not if I can help it.
I'm going. And when you find out who your friends are, Sairy Hardcastle, you'll know where to find me. Come on, Mrs. Bull, to them that can appreciate us.
Take no notice of us, Sarah. But don't you be too sure. If I had my time over again, I wouldn't turn my nose up with a fat belly. As long as it had a gold watch chain hanging on it.
Oh, dear.
Hello, Ma. What's that you're doing?
I'm making up a bundle for pawn shop. Though I wonder whether old Price will take them. I'm afraid he'll tell me they're worth nothing.
Ma.
Well?
I've got bad news.
Oh, what is it?
They've knocked me off dough money.
They've what?
They've knocked me off the dole, I tell you.
Oh, but they can't. You're out of work. Oh, you mean they've found you a job?
Not them. It's the Public Assistance Committee. They say the money's got to stop because Sally's working and Dad's getting dull as it is. They say there's enough money coming into one house.
But there isn't, Harry. You know there isn't. Oh, what are we going to do? What'll Sally say? We're living on her earnings as it is.
But it's Helen I'm thinking of. You see, we were going to get married.
Get married? You've taken leave of your senses.
It's no use talking that way, Ma.
What do you mean?
I mean, we've got to.
You and Helen Hawkins?
Aye, she's seen the doctor. We've got to.
Oh, Harry, whatever will your dad say?
Well, that's just it. Oh, look here, Ma. It isn't that I don't want to marry her. I do. I like her better than, well, anything. And we was planning to marry. We was going to make do on my dough money and what she's getting herself. And now this happens. If only we can get a start. I'll be drawing the dole again as soon as we're wed. And I thought perhaps, well, I thought you and Dad would let her come here and we could share back room with Sally.
That's it. Share with Sally. Aren't we all sharing with Sally as it is? She and Larry Mead wanted to get wed just as much as you did, but they didn't go and make fools of themselves like you.
But I thought I'd have got a job.
Aye, that's what a lot are thinking. But I don't think there's ever going to be work any more.
Oh, Ma, it's driving me balmy. Oh, I'm sorry, Ma, but I'm ashamed to walk streets. I feel they're all watching me. I've been to 20 places this morning and it's the same blasted story all the time. No hands wanted. No, they don't usually say it so polite. And look at my clothes. It'll take 6 months' pay to buy new ones. Oh, God, just let me get a job. I don't care if it's only half pay, but give me something.
And here's your dad.
Well, what's the matter now?
Come on, speak up, lad. You best get it over.
What's the matter with the lad?
It's him and Helen Hawkins.
Eh?
And he's been knocked off his dole money.
What's this about Helen Hawkins?
Well, you see, Dad, I'll have to marry her, and I feel...
You what?
I'll have to marry her.
You blasted little fool.
Now, Henry, please.
You getting wed? And who the devil do you think's going to keep you, eh?
Well, I thought maybe we could come and live here and get a bed in back room with Sal.
You thought? Yeah, you little fool. Don't you think there's enough trouble here without you bringing more? I'm having no slut like that living here,
hey,
really.
I'm not having you calling her a slut. Just you leave her name out of it.
Are you threatening me?
Aye. I am if you call her names. I'm asking you for nothing. I'm not the only one out of work in this house, remember? Oh, you all treat me like a kid just because I've got nothing and I'm out of work. Well, you didn't talk like that when I was sharing my winnings with you, did you? Once let me get hold of some money again, and I'll never part with a penny of it. I'm supposed to be a man, I am. Well, look at me. Aye, and if there was another war, you'd call me a man too. I'd be a bloody hero.
You're bringing no wife here, do you understand? You made your own bed with your nonsense, you must lie on it. Go and stay with her folk, the low-down lot that they are.
Stop it! Stop it, will you? I don't want to live here. Do you understand? I wouldn't live with you if I got the chance. You can go to hell. I'm leaving here.
No, no, Harry.
Yes, I am. I'm leaving. I'm sick to death of it all.
See what you've done. You shouldn't, Henry. You shouldn't.
Who's the master in this house, eh? I'm having no carryings on in my family. My father kept respectable, and so did his father before him, and by God, I'll keep respectable too.
But he's only a lad.
Only a lad, is he? Calls himself a man? Well, he can blasted well take the consequences. Aye, and take him somewhere else, not in my house.
But he can't get a job, and they've knocked him off doors.
Oh, no more can I get a job. No more can any of us. Oh, well, he'll have to get workhouse relief, that's all.
Workhouse relief? Oh, no, no, Henry, no.
It's all same, any blooming road. We're paupers, living on charity. Dole or workhouse, it's all same.
All my life I've feared it. And now it's come. He's a poor lad.
Now, Ma.
You might have let the lad stay on.
I might. There's a lot of things I might have done. I might have had the gumption not to have a family at all. But it's his own doing, and there's an end of it.
I think he loves her, Henry.
Love? Love, did you say?
Yes.
I'm thinking that's a luxury the young'uns can't afford these days. Hey, Ma, I'm sorry. I thought I'd have done better
please,
for
Henry,
you.
Go on.
No, don't ask me to change my mind. I'll tell you, Ma, he'll bring no wench in this house.
What's that?
Oh, that's the men gathering for demonstration. Fine lot of use, that'll be too.
I'm afraid our Harry will get mixed up in it. Sam Grundy said that...
What's that?
He said there might be trouble.
Where did you see Sam Grundy?
Oh, he just happened to call. He's wanting a housekeeper.
Wanting an housekeeper, is he? That's a new name for it. Listen, Ma, if I catch that swine hanging around our cell again, I'll kill him, I will. I'll kill him if I swing
for
him.
Oh, don't talk like that, Henry. You know well enough that Sal's promised to Larry Meath. She's that kind of a girl, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself thinking that way about your own daughter.
It started the demonstration, Dad, and Larry's been asking for you.
And you'll have to wait. I've got troubles enough without demonstrating.
And I met our Harry on the corner. He told me what's happened.
Oh, he told you, did he?
Aye, and I think you might have waited till I came in before you turned him away.
What do you mean?
Only that it's my money that runs this house, and I might have a word to say in the lad's favour.
You keep out of this, Sal.
I asked Harry to come back, Ma.
You what?
I tell you, I asked him to come back.
You interfering little hussy.
All right, keep your hair on. He wouldn't, and he said he'd never be seen dead in here, so I suppose that's that.
Look here, Sal. I'm boss of this show, and I won't have you interfering with my business. Do you think I'm having a low-down wench living here and all neighbours talking?
If you want to stop the neighbours talking, you'd have done better to let her come. And Ellen Hawkins isn't a low-down wench either.
Here's Larry.
I'd like a word with you, Mr. Archer, if you don't mind.
Oh, what's that trouble now?
I want you to help. Things aren't going as they are. Listen to him. That organiser follows a fool, and I won't answer for what happens if he gets him roused. There's priests all over the place.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I want you to be one of the deputation. The mayor's promised to meet us at the town hall, and he's telling me we're there now instead of making daft speech.
Larry, you've no right to be out with a cough like that.
I'm all right, Sal. Just a bit of a cold. Will you come, Mr. Hardcastle? We want some of the older men with a bit of sense.
Aye, I'll come. Though a lot of good the old business will do
no,
us.
No, I don't like you going.
I can take care of myself, Ma.
Where's Larry Meath? Is he here?
I'm here. What do you want?
Come on, man, hurry up. The crowd wants to hear you speak.
There's no time to waste making daft speeches. Get them lined up for the procession. Do we know the mayor's waiting for us?
Oh, let him wait. Let him wait at our pleasure. We've waited long enough.
Look here. I've just about had enough of your talk. You know, there's a crowd of police down there and they're all waiting for us.
Oh, afraid, are you?
Of course I'm afraid. Do you think we're going to run our heads into a brick wall? What's 1,000 half-starved men against 100 healthy chops? Now, I'm not going to lead them into trouble, even if you are.
Oh, kowtowing to the boss class, as usual, Larry Meade. It's hand in glove with them, you are.
That's enough. Which road are you going?
Oh, past the Leybridge Gate and down Cross Tree Lane.
Oh, talk sense, can't you? You know, we've been told we can't go that way. They've mounted police down there.
Police? To hell with the police. Traitors to their class. Enemies of the workers. The eye and heel of a bourgeois aristocracy.
You don't talk a dumb duff. We got them lined up for the procession. I'm coming with you.
Here, Larry, my lad. You'd best stay behind. Get the missus and Sal to take you home. You're not fit to be out with that cop.
I'm all right, and I'm seeing this through.
You're not going, Dad.
Of course I am. Now then, Mr. Trotsky, come on, will you?
Oh, hide the assassins of capitalism, that's what they are. Are we going to bow the knee to the upper
class? Just stop, but it makes me tired.
Do what Dad tells you, Larry. You ought to see a doctor.
I'm all right. Just a bit short of breath. I'll be all right soon.
Was our Harry down there?
Harry? I think he was.
Aye, he is too, the young fool. He's carrying a banner. Just let me get at him.
You're hot and feverish, Larry. You're bad, I tell you. Go home now and get to bed.
Oh, I can't, Sal, I can't. I've got to see this through.
For my sake?
No, I can't. It's my show, this, and everything was going all right before those fools started their nonsense.
Larry, I told you, you're bad, real bad.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's nothing at all. I just get excited on an empty stomach, that's all. It just makes me a bit light-headed. There, I feel better now.
Oh, Larry, why do you want to go fighting other people's battles? You've got yourself to think of, and me. Let other people take care of themselves.
No, Sal. No! Don't we understand? That's what's caused all this. Every man for himself and others take care of themselves. That's what's wrong with the old blasted world. Listen to them shouting now that they've lost their dough.
Talk, Larry. It's rest you need.
Rest? Oh, aye, Sal. I could rest if someone inside had let me. there's peace and quiet here with you.
We'll soon be old, Larry, and best part of our life gone. Is all your fighting and bitterness worth anything at all?
Sometimes I think it isn't. But you don't know the misery of dreams, Sal. You be glad that they don't hurt you.
Me? Me not know dreams? You don't know. You don't know what I dream about you and me. For ages, Larry. Aye, and they hurt those dreams.
I know. It's wanting decent things and knowing that they'll never be yours. That's what hurts. But listen, Sal. We've got to keep those dreams. They're ours, Sal. They're you and me. They're the only precious things we've got. If we go down, Sal, if Anki Park gets us as it gets the rest, then it'll be something. It'll be something that we shared together.
Larry.
Hey, listen, they've started.
No, Larry, don't go. Don't go. You're not fit to go.
I'm all right.
Come back, Larry.
Stop the fool.
What's the matter?
You look at him. Straight for the lever exchange, and it's that damned agitator leading him.
No, Larry, no. Stay here.
I've got to head him off. Hey!
Where do you think you're going?
Hold on, Sally. You'll miss all my fun.
Sally? Can I speak to you, Sal?
Come inside, Alan.
Are they all out?
Yeah, there's only me. I'm worried about Larry. He's gone with the procession, and I'm sure the lads know. Oh, young woman, what is it? So you're crying too, are you?
I know what you're going to say. You're going to call me names and say it's my fault.
Well, I wasn't going to congratulate you, Alan, but I'm not going to call you names.
Oh, I don't care what people say. I love Harry and Harry loves me.
That's a spirit, lass. That's a way to talk. What are you crying for, then, if you feel that way?
They've turned me out.
Well, they've turned our Harry out too, so there's a pair of you.
Harry? You mean we can't live here?
No, Dad won't have you. You see, we're so respectable in North Street, but you won't think it sometimes.
But what are we going to do?
Oh, now you're asking. I'm sorry, Alan. Don't cry, lass. You're not the only one who's don't know where to turn. I'll do what I can for you.
Where's Harry?
Harry? He's carrying a banner in the demonstration. And he'd be finding a home in a prison cell if he's not careful.
If only we could find a room somewhere. I don't care where it is. You see, I've got my job at mill and we could live on that if someone would take us in. But nobody will take us in. Nobody decent, because we're not married and we've no money for that.
I wonder how much longer us women will take to learn that living and loving's all a damn swindle. Love's all right on the pictures, but love on the dole ain't quite the same thing.
I won't give up Harry.
I'm not asking you to. I reckon that's all part of the swindle. We can't give them up. Else won't we have a bit of sense and do without love? Same as we do without fine clothes and motor cars and champagne. Would we bring children into Anki Park if we weren't blasted lunatics?
Oh, if only I'd known all this was going to happen.
Oh, go on, Ellen. Look at the silver lining. When you're married, they'll be bound to give you money at the workhouse. And Harry'll stand a better chance of getting a job when he's wed.
Yeah, but we can get married with no money for that.
Let's see. Is he 7 and 6? Or is that a dog licence? Marriage licences last forever, though, so it's cheaper than keeping dogs. I know some marriages that wouldn't last long if you had to take out a new licence every year.
Here.
Take this 10 bob.
Oh, Sally.
Take it before I change my mind.
Oh, thanks, Sally. Thanks.
That's all right. If you feel as grateful in 10 years' time, you can pay me back. You know where the registrar's office is, in Mill Street. And don't forget to take Harry with you.
No. What shall I say?
Say you want to get married, of course. They can't eat you.
That's not what I planned. I always thought I'd be married in a church.
No, plans are like that. If we had any sense, we wouldn't make any.
Well, goodbye, Sally. And... oh, you're awfully nice.
That's all right, Ellen. And don't worry yourself. Things will be all right. I wish I knew what were going on down there.
I'm
going
to see where Harry is.
Yeah!
That
big boy! Call yourself a policeman! You're a bloody motor lady! That's what you are!
What's the matter, Mrs. Bull?
Oh, look at him, that big blue bottle. Look at the size of his feet! I'd stop indoors with feet like that. Hey, Sal, it's a bad business. I said no good had come out of this.
Why? What's happened?
You better follow that lad of mine. He may want bailing out.
Has Larry been taken off?
Couldn't see who was taken, but there were hundreds of policemen waiting down by the Labour Exchange.
You mean they're fighting?
Fighting? It's a bloody war!
Oh, my God, I knew something had happened. Our Harry and your dad's there in the middle of it.
Oh, I wish I was a man, I'd show him.
There's no saying what'll happen with your dad in his present state. He gets that fierce when his temper's roused.
I'm going to see for myself.
No, no, Sal, come back, it's not safe. They're charging into crowd.
I must find Larry.
Here, here goes, here. Look what I've got. An helmet. Oh, what a time I've had, eh? We rode him in the mud and I danced on his stomach. Oh, it's as good as being in Whitechapel again, weren't it?
Jack, what have you been doing?
Oh, if you want to know, but I'm all surprised, man, yeah.
Did you see our Harry?
Eh? Your Harry? No, can't say what I did. I see the cops taking some blokes off to prison and there was some lying on the ground. Here, but that fella what owned his helmet, he won't forget Hanky Barton and Harry, eh?
Is
oh,
come on, lad. Inside. Harry, are you all right?
Yes, ma'am, all right. Listen, ma'am, to police. They charged out with a trunnion.
Where's your father?
I saw him get away, but he knocked two of them out first. They got all their men behind Labour Exchange and they told us to go round to the other street, but that leader fella refused them. And before you could think, there were honours and...
Harry, where'd you get that cap?
I picked it up. It's...
Look at it. It's Larry's.
Here is a cop.
Yes?
Are you Sally Hardcastle?
Yes.
You're wanted down the street. There's someone asking for you.
All right, I'll come.
Well,
did you ever see anything like it?
What's the matter, Mrs. Dole?
Larry Meath's copped it.
Have they taken him to police station?
Hospital, you mean? Cop said it was serious. I saw him go down like a ninepin.
Aye, I saw it too. Only I didn't want to say anything when Sal was here. Cops collared old Larry and laid him out. I saw him. And Larry wasn't doing anything, except he was trying to turn men back.
I mean, 6 months for Larry Meath. He'll have sent for Sally to bail him out.
Oh, thank God I'm a widow and all my family's grown up and out of my sight.
You're sure your dad's all right, Harry?
I tell you, I saw him get away. But they got Larry all right.
Well, our Sally's got no money to bail him out. Can you see your father, Harry?
No, but there's a crowd up street corner. Hi, father's there too. And Sally.
Hey, let's have a look. Look, there's the ambulance.
Oh, yes, Dad. With Sally. They're coming now. Something's happened, Ma. They've got an ambulance.
Easy now, Sal.
Oh, Sal. What is it, Sal?
Leave her be, Ma.
What's happened?
It's Larry. He's dead.
Larry?
Don't, Sal. Don't.
Well, I was prepared to that.
Thank you.
No tears.
What'll become of her? Oh, whatever will become of her?
Yeah, that's just the way of the world, eh? Her daughter gets a settlement made on her, and then her ma wonders what's going to become of her. Why don't you ask what's going to become of all of us? What's left in Anky Park?
I reckon she might have gone further and fared worse.
It's him. He'll murder her if he ever finds out. I know her father, and it's such a disgrace. Everybody will be talking, I'm feared.
Well, talk's cheap enough. Oh, have another drop of gin, Mrs. Jack.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't mind if I do. I'll go and have a drop, Mrs. Alcar, so it'll cheer you up.
No, no, no.
Come on, drink up, girls. While you've got it, enjoy it, says I.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some folks don't know when they're well off. See, Mrs. Hardcastle, she'll take no hurt. Sally in that kind. She'd have been a sight worse off hanging about here doing nothing but thinking. Everlasting thinking about that bloody meat. It's been 6 months now. There's more than flesh and blood can stand.
There's the other thing. Her and Mr. Grundy. I don't like it. It's... We've always been respectable, and now all the neighbours are talking.
Let them talk. While they're talking about you, they're leaving other folks be. Your Sally's had a belly full of trouble. Yes, a proper belly full.
She's here now.
Hello, Mrs. Bull. And how's Mrs. Jack and Mrs. Dorbell? Having a good time?
Well, perhaps I'd better be going.
You've no need to go. My complaint's not catching as far as I know. I suppose the old street knows my business by this time. Well, I'm not ashamed.
Well, you'd be a damn fool if you was.
Where have you been, Sally?
I've been to order a taxi to take me to the station.
Taxi?
Lass, taxi in North Street.
Sounds real wicked, doesn't it?
You mean it's coming here for you? In front of all neighbours?
Well, why not?
Have you no feeling for my shame?
Your shame, Ma? I like that. Thought it were my shame that all the trouble was about.
Oh, Sal, what's changed you so?
Can't be worse than it is. It seems to me that things always turn out different to what you expect. I thought I'd have been married by now.
Married? You ain't missed much missing that.
Getting married's like a bloke with a full date. There's no parting, eh?
Well, it's not for me now. I can't have what I wanted, so I took next best thing. He's stinking with brass, and he's as deft as the rest of his kind. Hey, what fools they look slobbering around you. But there was nothing doing until I got me own way. He can chuck me over soon as he's a mind to now. Here's a pound, Ma.
Hey,
oh, take it. Won't be the last, neither.
No, no, lass, I daren't. What would your father say?
Oh, don't you start. I'll get enough lip from Dad when he comes in, I reckon. Well, my train's at 5:45 and taxi will be here soon. I'd best get me things.
I don't know what's come over. She ain't the same girl.
You're right. She ain't the same girl since Larry Meath died. And a good job, too. Or she'd have followed him to an early grave.
That'd be a bit of ready money for you, laying her out.
If I had my turn over again, I'd never get wed.
Marriage?
Yeah. You get wed for love and find you've let yourself in for a 7-day-a-week job with no pay.
Oh, come on, girls. Let's be happy while we can. You're a long time dead, ain't you? It's the truth. Long time.
Get out of here.
Here, here.
You heard me. Get out.
Oh, certainly. I've no wish to stay where I'm not wanted. Are you coming, Mrs. Bull?
No, come on, Mrs. Jack. We're not wanted here.
No, I can see that. You didn't get that job then, Henry?
Job? Christ.
Oh, you're tired, Henry. Sit down.
Where's our Sal?
She's upstairs. Why?
I've been hearing strange tales, that's why.
Oh, folks don't know what they're saying.
There's something queer going on here, and by God, I mean to find out.
Now, Henry, don't get in a temper. Don't.
Well?
What's these tales I'm hearing? About you and Sam Grundy?
Well, what about it?
Why, you brazen slut. Have you got cheek to stand there and tell me it's true?
Yes, I am.
Yes, Sally, lass, don't.
It's true, Mother, and I don't care who knows it. And I'll tell you something else. It's sick I am of cutting old clothes to try and make them look like something. And sick I am of working week after week and seeing nothing for it. I'm sick of never having anything but what's been in pawn shops and crawling with vermin. I'm sick of the sight of Anky Park and everybody in.
Sally.
So you go whoring and make respectable folk like me and your mother talk at neighbourhood, eh? Damn you. You're not fit to be my daughter.
Who cares what folks say?
There's none I know as wouldn't swap places with me if they had the chance. You'd have me wed, would you? And tell me where the fella around here can afford it. Them as is working aren't able to keep themselves, no mind a wife. Look at yourself. And look at our Harry. A workhouse relief, and he hasn't even got a bed as he can call his own. I suppose I'd be fit to call your daughter if I was like that with a tribe of kids at his guts. Well, can you get our Harry a job? Eh? No, but I can. Yes, me. I've got influence now. Oh, but I'm not respectable.
God, I'd rather see you lying dead at my feet.
Dead? Dead, did you say? Aren't we all dead? All of us. All of us in Antioch Park.
Get out. Get out before I kill you.
Right. And I can do that too. You kicked our Harry out because he got married, and you're kicking me out because I haven't. You'd have me like all the rest of the women, working themselves to death and getting nothing for it. Look at Mother. Go on, look at her. Well, there ain't a man breathing now Larry's gone who can get me like that for him.
Ah, you brazen bitch. Take that. Keep your dirty lying tongue off your mother, do you hear?
Oh, Father, Father, look what you've done to the lass.
Come away from her. Come away from her.
Oh, she didn't mean no harm. Don't cry, lass. You neither of you know what you're saying when you get that way.
Haven't I worked all my life, body and soul, to keep an home for her? Haven't I kept myself respectable for her? When God knows I've been near driven to drink with things, and now my own daughter tells me she's an whore. I am proud of it, too.
Lad, she's only young. She's only young. Where should we have been all these months if it hadn't been for our Sally? It's her money we've been living on since they knocked you off Dole, and well, you know it.
Aye, and well I know it. And well I know I mean to be boss in my own house.
The money, Henry.
Well, we're money. She's made her own bed, she must lie on it.
It's your own bed you're making, Henry Hardcastle, when you drive our Sally out. Your bed and mine. I'm thinking it won't be that easy to lie on.
Leave me be, leave me be. I'm sick of hearing you. Oh, God, give me some work. Give me some work.
It's Ellen, ma. She's took bad. She wants Mrs. Bull.
Come on in, Harry. I'm going to set here.
It's Ellen. She's going to have the baby. She wants Mrs. Bull to come round as soon as she can. Do something, Sal. Sal, do something.
So it's come, has it? Another poor devil, Frankie Park. You might have saved yourself the trouble, lad. Here, take this. You'll be needing it.
Gee, Sal. Thanks.
And take this letter as well. And here's another for Dad. I've been keeping it as a surprise for you. You can take these letters to the East City bus officers and give them to Mr. Morland. There'll be a job for each of you.
What?
But remember, send nothing to nobody how you got it. And give the letters to nobody but Mr. Morland.
Oh, that's manager. Mr. Morland and Miss Sam Grundy knows. Gosh. Can you imagine what Ellen's going to say? Oh, Tash, Al. A job. I've got a job in it. You don't know what this means to me. You don't really. Thanks.
I'm sorry, Dad, about all this. Things are different now to what you've been used to, and you've got to face things as they are, not as you'd like them to be. We all want a fresh start. That's what Larry said. Well, there's no starting fresh in Anky Park, and I'm getting out. Quit his road. Maybe that'll be a good job. Here. This'll get you a few smokes. Goodbye, Ma. And don't worry.
Don't take on so, Henry. You've got a job now. That's something to be thankful for. Don't be hard on lass. There's no harm in her. She's only young and self-willed. And she's your own daughter, Henry.
Oh, God. I've done my best. I've done my best. Haven't I?
In Love on the Dole by Ronald Gow and Walter Greenwood, Mary Jo Randall played Sally Hardcastle and David Schofield, Larry Meath. Mrs. Hardcastle was played by Elizabeth Kelly, Harry by Gary Cady, and Mr. Hardcastle by John Sampson. Pat Coombs was Mrs. Jike, Diana Olson, Mrs. Bull, and Jennifer Piercy, Mrs. Dorbell. Helen Hawkins was played by Julia Ford, Sam Grundy by Stephen Thorne, Charlie by David Goodland, and O'Leary by Stephen Harold. Love on the Dole was directed by Pat Truman.